Welcome to today's Rennsteig Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Lake Red Rock Balloon Fest committee member Jill Vandevort joins us on today's program to preview this year's event. I'll let us know some of the big events that will be coming up this year and what you're really excited about for 2015, the 5th Annual Balloon Fest.
Well, this is one of our favorite events to host as a partnership between the Lake Association, the Army Corps of Engineers at Red Rock, and Knoxville and Pella communities. It's great fun for our pilots as well because it does take place over Lake Red Rock. The goal is for them to soar over the North Overlook Beach area where our audience typically gathers to see the event and do other things as well that are added activities on that same weekend, which is July 10 through 12 this year. Friday night, we will have our opening launch about 6:30 that evening, so come join us at North Overlook Beach. That opening launch is actually sponsored by Iowa State Savings Bank of Knoxville, and it is our Trophy Cup race for the pilots that evening. Also that evening, we'll have DJ Kerry Garrison on the beach, sharing some music along the way and doing some commentator-type things for those pilots going across as they're soaring across the water and that type of thing. But food vendors, the beer garden will be open again on Friday night of this year. And then on Saturday, we work very closely with our area schools in hosting the 5K, 10K fundraiser run at Red Rock. That begins first thing at 8 a.m. Also provided by the Army Corps of Engineers is the bird banding activity at the new playscape, as well as paddling opportunities. You can do some canoeing or some kayaking right there at North Overlook Beach, provided by the Corps of Engineers. And then again, towards the middle of the afternoon, 3 o'clock, we'll be having a new event, which is the 180 Go Performance Kite Team. This group performs with large activity kites to music and does a lot of acrobats in the sky with their kites, and I think it'll be a great new addition for families and anyone that's at the beach that day. But this event is actually sponsored by Lighten State Bank, followed by our evening launch at 6:30 again, and the Rock Bottom Band will be performing this year from 6 to 10 at North Overlook Beach, and we have some local gentlemen that are part of that band with Eric Botcher and Bill Ryan. So if you can join us during any of those events, we'd certainly like to have you and watch the skies early in the morning because we do other launches on Saturday and Sunday morning at between 6 and 6:30 a.m. if you'd like to enjoy the balloons at that time as well.
And for folks who are new to Balloon Fest, you mentioned some of the organizers. A lot of work that has to go into this and a lot of folks who are contributing. Just talk about some of the work that's going on here in the month of June to get ready for this.
We're right now getting all the information out to our pilots about what their schedule will look like during the event, where they'll need to be for their meetings and their accommodations for lodging. Each year as a sponsor, we do host a meet and greet where you as a sponsor can get to know your pilot through a dinner event on Friday evening. You can also learn how to crew with your pilot. It's a lot of fun. I cannot ever overemphasize how much fun it is to get involved with this event, especially as a sponsor where you can crew. Many times our sponsors might get up in the air. That's totally up to the pilot. We can't guarantee it, but I've seen it done many times. So if you get a chance to become a sponsor in the future and you haven't decided to do so yet this year, please contact one of our committee members, which would be Matt Kissinger, Melinda Ofield, Jason Hartson, or myself here at the CVB.
I guess let the folks know what they can do in case there is a balloon schedule cancellation or one of these events has to be moved due to the weather.
Well, our attendees and listeners should do what they do on a daily basis and listen to KNIA KRLS for any updates regarding Balloon Fest. As you mentioned, Andrew, it is a very weather temperamental event. We need our winds to be at 7 miles an hour or less. And that's just not on ground level. That's as the balloons go up. So we have to check those winds for a good distance up in the sky before we know if they can actually fly. But we will certainly be letting you know and informing you instantly. So listen to KNIA KRLS for any updates on the event.
That concludes today's Rennsteig Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.